From St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts.
Today's gospel reveals an intensely human and real side of Joseph. Like in the story of the Magi, this account of Joseph trying to understand Mary's pregnancy has a deep message to discover. And we can see the elements. Mary is pregnant with Jesus, but she is engaged, betrothed to Joseph, who was a righteous man. The law was clear at this time, and we can find it in Leviticus. The law will appear again in the Gospel of John. It is in the city a couple caught in adultery should be stoned to death, according to Leviticus. In the rural areas, however, the woman can be put away because there are not a lot of people around in case they were not dealing with adultery, but the man forcing himself on the woman. It is assumed that the woman screamed for help, but no one was around to hear her. The woman, therefore, would not be responsible. Joseph, probably considering that Mary had become delusional, decides that he will put her away because that is what the law allows since they lived in the rural areas. So he is following the law, which is what righteous people do. The dream happens, and he decides that he will take that unusual step of taking her as his wife, adopting the forthcoming child, because he understands at that point that she is speaking the truth. But there's a deeper truth here, and let us look at that. This is a theme that is endemic throughout the New Testament, especially in Matthew, which is written originally to Jews. And you'll find it here more than the Old Testament. So what's the conflict that's going on? It is, do I follow the letter of the law, or do I follow the spirit of the law, which is the law of love? And how do I determine which to follow? The latter or the former? The answer is that in prayer we learn which of the decisions is rooted in the deeper law of God and neighbor. Jesus takes the powerful step of listening to God in the dream and then responding by obeying the angel of the Lord, which is actually obeying the Lord himself. This is through the action of the Holy Spirit. Now let's look at this even more deeply. The Holy Spirit appears many times in the Gospels. He overshadows Mary. He sends an angel to calm Joseph. He appears at Jesus' baptism. He leads Jesus to encounter the devil. He then appears at Pentecost and bestows his power upon the apostles. That same Spirit empowers us at our baptism and our confirmation. This Spirit is the wisdom of God enlightening Joseph, Mary, and the followers of Jesus. So what does this have to do with Joseph, his anxiety, or for that matter, us on the fourth Sunday of Advent? Everything, and it is a key issue in our faith. One of the greatest transformations that happens at this moment is a change from subservience to the law to our listening to the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God, so he is the embodiment of the wisdom, love, truth, holiness, goodness that is of God. Jesus is the second person of the Trinity and is God just as much as the Father and the Holy Spirit. To whom would you listen if you were confronted with a conflict between what the law says and what Jesus says? You'd listen to Jesus because Jesus is the law. What he communicates is the meaning of the law, not just the letter of the law. He is the fulfillment of the law. If you obey Jesus, then you obey the whole point of the law. Jesus commands us to act in love of God and neighbor because Jesus does exactly the same thing. Many times throughout Matthew, we will see a contradiction between the letter and the spirit of the law, and Jesus will always say, follow the spirit without disobeying the letter. Joseph was caught up with the letter of the law because Mary was in the rural area, so she had to be put away. Joseph left out another option. What if Mary was indeed speaking the truth? In that case, he needed to take Mary as his wife, as he already planned, and as the Holy Spirit planned for him. There's a set of letters I really don't like. It is WWJD. What would Jesus do? Why? Because first it appears that Jesus is in the past, which he is not. I could change that easily to WWSD and still do the right thing in civil circles. The S stands for Socrates. The better response is more prayer. Jesus, what do you want me to do? Because Jesus is the living God. Clearly, Joseph, a righteous man, a man of prayer, would have in fact prayed seeking an answer. Can we assume that he may have also consulted with Zechariah and Elizabeth, who would have guided him all through the action of the Holy Spirit? Wednesday is Christmas, and one of the most common themes of humor is the tension that may happen at family gatherings. How are you going to respond to any tension that may come up over political issues, over moral issues, or over other issues? Are you going to stand on the letter of the law, or are you going to stand more in the spirit of the law that fulfills it and does not undermine it? How are you going to respond to that cousin who comes over, hates the Catholic Church, rejects God, quotes everything he learned from his political science teacher, who now works for a political party that you will reject? Why did Joseph obey his dream? Because he began to see that what was happening was bigger than the law. What we stand for is bigger than politics and the conflicts between secular and Catholic morality. Christmas is all about the beginning of the final stages of salvation history, and God invited us to be part of his promised mission to bring salvation to all who seek it. We do that by seeking to respond in the most loving way possible as ambassadors to the kingdom of God. This does not mean that we need to accept the arguments of those who disagree with us, but we don't have to accept any invitation to argue either. We first have to respond in charity. When the time comes in the future, if it does, to discuss differences, speak then, but not at Christmas. Remember, we follow a higher law with a higher purpose, the salvation of every person at your table, whether that be on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Joseph decided to obey the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and trust he will sort it all out. What will you do?
Thank you for listening to our homily this week. Our homilies are available in written form at St. Anthony Homilies, that's stanthonyhomilies.com. And you can go there and see a written version of this homily on the web, and also in the top left-hand corner of that website, you will see instructions if you'd like a written booklet version of the homily for your own discussion or to distribute in your parish or other places. That's in the top left-hand corner of stanthonyhomilies.com. Remember, we have English Mass every weekend here at St. Anthony Parish. It's at 4 p.m. on Saturdays and 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts, just up the street from Trader Joe's and Harvard Business School, again on Holton Street. Thank you again for listening, and have a blessed week.